Chapter 65, The Man Who Hated Speeches. Rabban Yaakov looked surprised. Perhaps he did not expect the question. Maybe it was the direct, personal way that Rabban had asked it. In any case, he kept quiet and thought carefully before replying. He then began to explain at length the great value of Kabbalah and the important role that the Mekubalim have in the spiritual character of the Jewish nation. It was clear from his reply that he was certainly not a misnagid who opposed those who studied Kabbalah. In fact, he spoke about Mekubalim with great respect. "And what is your opinion about the Nistarim?" continued Reb Baruch. This time Reb Arnyakov did not wait. He immediately replied, "I traveled around from one place to the next in a voluntary gullus for 3 years. I visited many places. Wherever I went, in small and distant villages, I met Jews who lived difficult lives and who were completely cut off from any Jewish community. It was especially in such places that I saw the positive work of the Nistarim. They literally brought life to these lost and forgotten Jews. They helped these Jews regain a strong sense of Judaism. It is impossible not to admire the amazing work of the Nistarim." Reb Baruch was now convinced that his Rosh Yeshiva admired the path of the Nistarim and their important work. He was happy to inform Reb Arnyakov that he felt the same way. After this conversation, the already close friendship between the two men grew deeper with each passing day. Reb Arnyakov began to open up to Reb Baruch, and during one of their learning sessions, he related an incident that had made a strong impression on him and had helped to shape his opinion about the Nistarim. This is the story he told. "During one of my travels, I reached the town of Svensien, not far from Vilna. In the center of the town, there was a large estate that was rented by a Jew who loved Torah and gave a lot of tzedakah. His name was Reb Tzadik. At his own expense, Reb Tzadik kept a group of Talmidei Chachamim on his estate. He gave them homes and paid for their expenses so that they could learn Torah from morning to night without any worries. There was something very unusual about Reb Tzadik. As much as he loved Talmidei Chachamim, so did he dislike the traveling Magidim. He simply could not tolerate those rabbis who traveled from one town to the next in order to give speeches to the communities. The Magidim would describe the terrible suffering that people would have to endure in Gehenim for their sins. They would describe in great detail the terrible fires and other horrors awaiting those who are not entirely perfect. The people were terrified to hear such words. These speeches of the Magidim caused them much suffering. As I mentioned, Reb Tzadik could not bear to listen to the Magidim. Whenever a Magid would arrive in the town of Svensien, Reb Tzadik would immediately hand him a sum of money on condition that he leave town without delivering any speeches at all. Everyone knew about Reb Tzadik's dislike for the Magidim, but not everyone agreed with his actions. Some people even complained to him, blaming him for sending away all the Magidim before they could even open their mouths. Nevertheless, Reb Tzadik was adamant. "Are you interested in hearing Divrei Torah?" he would reply. "Well, in that case, go to the Talmidei Chachamim, who are learning Torah day and night in the Beis Medrash on my property. There's absolutely no benefit in listening to the terrifying words of the Magidim." When I heard about this, I was very surprised, and I was curious to find out more. How could it be, I asked myself, that such a generous and Torah-loving person like Reb Tzadik would hate the Magidim so much? After all, even if their words are not always pleasant to hear, and they occasionally sin by saying things that are too harsh, nevertheless, they base themselves on the Torah. They only give such speeches in order to prevent people from sinning. I once had the opportunity to speak with Reb Tzadik. I asked him directly about his attitude towards the Magidim. "Do you really want to know why I love them so much?" Reb Tzadik replied with a firm gaze. "In that case, I will tell you." And this is what he told me. "Not that long ago, I was in Am Haaretz. I knew nothing at all about Torah. I was very successful in business, but my mind was simply unable to understand anything that had to do with Torah. I even found it difficult to read and write Hebrew. I was extremely bothered about this, and I lived with a constant pain in my heart. The people standing near me in shul would try to stop themselves from laughing out loud when they heard the ridiculous mistakes that I would make while trying my best to read from the siddur. I would even mess up the simplest bracha. The way I kept mitzvahs was also filled with embarrassing mistakes because I really did not know what I was doing. On the other hand, because I realized how pathetic my level of knowledge was, I would try my hardest to make up for it by putting all my effort into doing the things that I could do well. For example, I put a lot of effort into giving tzedakah. One day, a maggid arrived in the town of Svensian. He stood on the bima in the base medrash, and the most awful words began to pour out of his mouth. Most of the people in the audience were like myself. We had no knowledge of Torah at all. This Rav cursed and screamed at us, warning us of the terrible punishments that we would suffer in Gehenim. He told us that without knowing any Torah, and without giving the proper honor to Talmidei Chachamim, we were worthless. We would all burn in Gehenim. What can I tell you? His words left us completely shattered and heartbroken. We felt worthless and terrible. I realized that I was a useless person, and that all the tzedakah I gave was worth nothing, and it would not help me one bit after I pass away from this world. For the next few days, I walked about as if in a dream, greatly disturbed by what I had heard. I then made a firm decision. I told myself, if I anyway have no part in Olam Haba, at least let me enjoy my life in this world. From that day on, I began to slip further away from the right path. As part of my business, I often meet different paratzim, and other wealthy non-Jews. I thought to myself, why should I not enjoy life the way they do? I slowly began following in their ways and behaviors. I joined in their parties. I played cards with them. I drank wine with them. I joined their group of friends and soon became like one of them. By the way, it's interesting to note that despite the great changes in my life, I continue to give a lot of tzedakah. I guess that is just part of my nature. That is how things continued for a long time. I greatly enjoyed my new lifestyle. My wife also joined in this new lifestyle with me. At first, she had no choice, but after a while, she did so willingly. Reb Tzedek stopped talking and lowered his head slightly. His face became extremely serious. It was clear that he was trying to move on to another, completely different part of his life. There was one thing that caused us much pain, he finally continued, and prevented us from fully enjoying our new life.